you, Sister Cheryl. Brings back old memories. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, tell us. We'll get you a schedule. Everyone that reads the Bible through in a year's time can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. It'll be a cold Friday night in January. Brother Roger, would you pray for us, please? Amen. Thank you, Brother Roger. Thank you. I think it was January 05, the preacher asked me about teaching Sunday school, and he said what he wanted was the epistles taught. That's from Romans to Revelation. I call Revelation an epistle. But through the years, we agreed and went ahead and added Genesis because of the value received, because of the importance. And then we added St. John because of the value, because of the importance. And I've been throwing this quote around a lot. Helen Keller said, "The Bible is the only way out of the dark."
Yeah, that is right.
And that's, well, since that's true, go ahead and open your reliable collection of historical documents. Any questions on the reliable? I want to go ahead and tell you, you can trust your Bible this morning. Open your reliable collection of historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God and not from man. Go ahead and open them up to St. John there. On your handout, you can see the Gospels. Matthew presents the Lord Jesus Christ as a king, and the picture of that is a lion. The first time he came as a lamb, next time as a lion. Mark presents the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant, and the picture is an ox pulling the load. Luke presents the Lord Jesus Christ as the perfect man, and a picture of a man. He was perfect, wasn't he? And everything he does is perfect. The book he wrote is perfect. John, over and over and over again, presents the Lord Jesus Christ as God.
Yeah.
About died and went to hell, going to church. I understood Jesus was a good man. He's a prophet, priest, king. He did miracles. But I never knew he was Jehovah God come down from heaven. I didn't know it. I had ears and couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And there's some pictures here. I guess we'll look at them here. Revelation 4. I lied to you already, Brother Jeremy. I told Brother Jeremy we'd stay in John 1. Revelation 4. Let's look there about verse 6. "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion. The second beast was like a calf. The third beast had the face of a man like Luke. And the fourth beast like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had six wings, and they're flying around saying, 'Holy, holy, holy.'" Let's see if we can see it in Ezekiel 1. About verse 5. "Now the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet. The soles of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings were joined one to another. And they turned when they went, and they went everyone straightforward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four had the face of an eagle. We're talking about now here we also learn that an ox in Ezekiel is like the calf in Revelation. The ox is a cow, is a calf. And that's our pictures of the Lord in the four. The Gospels are similar to someone standing on the four corners, four street corners with the red light here in the middle and observing. You have four views, maybe observing an accident, how I've heard it. Each one will have a different view. They saw it from a different angle. And that's kind of what we've got going on. Matthew's a teacher. Mark's a preacher. Luke's a historian. And John's a theologian. I just learned recently that even though Luke only wrote, well, God breathed to him two books, Luke and Acts, he actually wrote more scripture than Paul did, who wrote several books,
right,
if you add up the chapters. And Luke is a historian. He's big on detail and getting it right. Matthew emphasizes sermons, Mark the miracles, Luke the parables, and John doctrine. Doctrine. Good doctrine, by the way. And there's one doctrine. There's one doctrine, and this is it. And then we see that Matthew wrote to the Jews, Mark wrote to the Romans, Luke to the Greeks, John, we get in with John to the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. A genealogy, yeah, Matthew's got one. Traces things back to all the way up to Joseph, the Lord's stepson, and through David to him. As a king has a royal genealogy, a royal bloodline. Mark, no genealogy. A servant doesn't need one. You know, anybody can serve. Even I can get in on this. Even I could be a servant if I would, if I'd listen to Mark. Luke has a genealogy. The perfect man. It goes through David to Mary, tracing Mary back to the good line that we started in Genesis. And then John has no genealogy because God doesn't need one. Doesn't have one. Doesn't need one. The first three books take place around Capernaum of Galilee. And then we see John mostly in Jerusalem, around Jerusalem. The first three books are called synoptic, like similar, synonyms. They stress the humanity. And again, John stresses the deity. The deity. John, the apostle of love. A type, a picture of the church. Not a picture of the assembly. Not the fellowship or the temple or the ministry. The church. Jesus died for the church.
Right.
If it doesn't have the name church in it, it's probably not one. He died for the church. Jesus died for the church. That's His bride. That's who He loves. Now, He died for individuals too. You can get in today. You can get in the church. John's in the inner circle, close to Jesus, with Peter and James. His parents are Zebedee and Shalom. The name John means dove, the same as Jonah in Hebrews meant dove. It sounds mild, but John's tough.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Yeah.
He's a fisherman, just a rough fisherman. Sons of thunder, him and James are.
Yeah.
A diamond in the rough. Matter of fact, very rough. Very rough. He asked the Lord to call down fire from heaven on a Samaritan village and burn them all up. So let's just get rid of them. It's the disciple who Jesus loved. You see it in chapter 13, 19, 20, 21, a couple times in 21. He never gives his own name. He always describes himself as the disciple that Jesus loved. Boy, it'd be good, wouldn't it? We can come under that, Teddy. We can come under that. He's the picture of the church. He loves the church. We're the ones he loved. John had a capacity for intimacy. He could get close to the Lord. I think Joseph said, come near to me. And our Lord wants us to come. That's why you came this morning. That's why you came to Sunday school. You wanted to get closer to the Lord. And John's going to help us do it. John's the first one that said, recognize him. He said, it's the Lord. They were on the boat and he came to cook breakfast for them. And he said, it's the Lord. He has the capacity to serve, to be the greatest. He was asking, who's the greatest? He had to be lined out on that there a little bit. Had to be humbled. And the Lord told him about a little child. He had the capacity of great faith. He outrun. The other disciple really got to the tomb first, but he went in. John went in. Well, you can go in this morning. We can go straight in. You don't have to go through a priest. We can come straight in like John did. His real secret was he thought about the Lord. He watched Him. He studied Him. He thought about Him. And he worshipped Him.
Right.
He worshipped Him. In the Old Testament, began with a man made in the image of God. Now, we've got God made in the image of man.
Right. Yeah.
He came into His own and they recognized Him not.
Right.
He was in the world and the world was made by Him and the world knew Him not. He came into His own and His own received Him not. In the Old Testament, you got many sheep dying for the shepherds. Now we're going to see the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, dying for us, dying for the sheep. At His birth, He was offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh by wise men who worshipped Him. At His death, He was offered thorns, vinegar, and spittle by wicked men that ridiculed Him. The Gospels, now not just John, the Gospels describe Him saving a sinner under a tree here in chapter 1. In Luke, a sinner up a tree, and then also in Luke, a sinner on a tree. John's record includes Jesus being introduced to the world by John the Baptist. Includes the first temple cleansing in chapter 2, the conversion of Nicodemus in chapter 3, the upper room in chapters 13 and 14, Gethsemane in chapter 18, and the crucifixion in chapter 19. The Gospel of John, God breathed it to him. He's the author. He's also the author of Revelation, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. When God breathed it to him, that was called Revelation. Revelation. And then when from God to man is Revelation. Then when John put it on paper, that's called inspiration. From the man to the paper. And then from the paper to the heart, it's called illumination.
That's good.
But it won't happen automatically.
Right.
I've got to pick it up to get illuminated.
Right, right. Yep.
Helen Keller said the only way out of the dark was the Bible.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that light represents understanding. And we all lack some understanding more than we want to admit. I just want to go ahead and tell you the only way out of the dark is the Bible. That's the only way. It's the only way. Then preservation. I'm glad God preserved it. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. The Lord promised. Let's go ahead and read it, Jeremy. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words. Yes, amen. As silver tried in the first of earth, purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Start not holding them back from this generation, but from starting at this generation forever, the Bibles will be here. That's what the psalm says. That's what God said. Now, there's not four Gospels. I know I already called it that way. But there's not four Gospels. There's only one Gospel. Jesus died and was buried and rose again. These four books agree. They agree on that. There's not four Gospels. Where does Matthew start? How about Mark? Where does Mark start? Luke? Anybody know where Luke starts? I'll give it to you. Now, next week, I'm not going to tell you. They start in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
You know where John starts? In the beginning. Where else, Brother Caleb? Verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared Him. It's on your handout, on the other side of your handout. The Lord came from the bosom. When the Lord Jesus Christ left heaven, heaven was bankrupted. Let's see, they said Joseph, the book said Joseph and Jacob, their life was intertwined so that one would die, the other would. The bosom, the breast of a human being, the parts adjacent. The fold of the covering of the clothes about the breast. And the embrace, as with the arms, enclosure and compass. Implying friendship or affection. That's number three. Number four, as enclosing the heart, considered as the seat of the passions. Number five, considered as a close place, the receptacle of secrets. Number seven, tender affections, kindness and favor. He came from the bosom. That's where he was. He was in the beginning. Number nine, definition, implies intimacy and affection. As a bosom friend. That's the Father and the Son. Equivalent to intimate, confidential, or dear. And then number two, to conceal or hide from view. The Lord was concealed and hid from view until He came in the beginning. In the beginning. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament. He's God Almighty. He's Creator God. Job said the Spirit created. Colossians said the Son created. Genesis said the Father created. They're co-equal Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's absolutely the most important matter in life that Jesus is God. The purpose of the book we can see in chapter 20, verse 31. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through being good. No? Through the Baptist?
No.
Through the baptistry?
No.
No, through His name, that wonderful name, that marvelous name that's above all others. Chapter 1, verse 50.
Yeah.
We'll see why. Why? Jesus answered and said to him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's why we got the book 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That you might have peace. That you might have peace. You make peace with God, and then you'll have the peace of God. There's some keys in here that unlock the door. Chapter 20 again. Here's the key to the back door. Family come in the back door. 30 and 31. We already read 31, but we'll read it again. And many other signs. Truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. There's a side door in chapter 16 where we can get in and understand. 16:28. I came forth from the capital F, Father. And that didn't happen in the Old Testament. You only find the word Father a couple of times. No relationship between us and the Father in the Old Testament. Jesus made it so. And He's our example. He's doing it here. And I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. And then the front door, we've also read it already. Chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. We didn't read 12 yet. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. Verse 12, I use it a lot. It might be my second most used verse. It says, but as many as received Him. Anybody in here received Him? To them gave He power to become the sons of God. Guess what? You're the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name. Now in this verse, the ones that believe on His name are the ones that received Him. And the ones that received Him are the ones that believe on His name. The key to the front door is down low where any child can get in. Let me just read it one more time. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. The Bible definition for believe is to receive. Brother Roger and I were privileged to knock on some door or a door this week, and they listened very attentively. And if they would have said, Roger, I believe that, but I'm not ready. We're going to wait. The truth is, they really wouldn't have believed. But they didn't do that. They said yes. And they received. So they believed. The Bible believe is to receive. But as many as received them, those are the ones that believe on His name. And the ones that believe on His name are the ones that receive Him. See, we need Jesus in our heart. We're born with a void in our heart. And nothing will fit in there but Jesus, the Creator. The Creator is what I needed. You must know Him who had no beginning. There's four essentials to human life. We find them all in the book of John. We got light right here in chapter 1, verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see it again in chapter 8. Don't forget, the only way out of the dark is the Bible. is the Bible. Chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The only way out of the dark is the Lord and His Word. We also need air. A little bit of oxygen as we pass through. Let's look at it in chapter 3, verse 8. John's got it all. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Chapter 20, verse 22, we see air or spirit. Chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. We need water. We need light. We need air. We need water. Chapter 4, 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Chapter 7. We need water. You remember that's a picture of the Bible. It's essential. It's essential. The health book says to drink 8 glasses a day. And I need at least 8 verses a day. Chapter 7. John 7, 37, 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We need light, air, water. We need food. I get an amen right there.
Yeah.
I really like that fun food. I'm an American.
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. The gospel of simplicity is the gospel of John.
Yes, sir.
He uses the simplest words possible. Even Rick can get a hold of it. The gospel of Revelation, it reveals Jesus as God. It's the gospel of the Messiah. It's a climax for the Jews to see that the Messiah has come. It's the gospel of redemption centering around the cross. It's the gospel of the Word, the written Word and the living Word. Jesus and the Bible, Jesus and the Bible is the theme of it all. The gospel of the great I am, we read 2 already. There's going to be 10 total when we get done. The great I ams. The gospel of the Holy Spirit, it's full of the Holy Spirit. The gospel of signs, he turns water into wine. The gospel of deity, he raises Lazarus from the dead. The only God could do that.
Right.
And we got the second drought of fishes in here, showing that He's God. He healed the nobleman's son. He healed the blind, the lame, and the books in the world could not contain all that He did. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down in Jesus' name. Amen.